Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Alyssa.
Do you remember writing a term paper or a big essay in high school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tried to block it out. But yeah, I remember writing this like 10-page paper on Pride and Prejudice and like just repeating myself because I was just trying to get to that 10-page mark. It sucked.
What if your teacher had suggested you do a podcast instead?
That would have been amazing. I wish I could have done that.
So that's kind of what's happening in classrooms across America.
What is that?
That is the sound of about 40 middle schoolers in California working on their entry for the NPR Student Podcast Challenge.
Oh my God, it's such chaos. I love it. And the thing about it is there's actually major learning happening there.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny.
And I'm Laura Migaki. You're listening to NPR's podcast that's all about making a podcast. Each week, we have short episodes filled with tips and inspiration to help you make an amazing podcast entry.
And today's episode is for the teachers out there. It's all about how to make a podcast part of your lesson plan. And teachers have told us this is a pretty easy sell for students.
And as an English teacher, if you tell them you get to do this cool thing and it's not going to be an essay at the end of it, that's also been a pretty big hook for them.
That's Laura Dvorak. She teaches middle school English in the suburbs of Sacramento, California. And right now she's right in the middle of having her students make these podcasts for the Student Podcast Challenge.
That chaotic classroom, that's Laura's.
This is nowhere in my district prescribed curriculum that you should do the NPR podcast challenge. But I'm like, this is so firmly rooted in what I'm doing with them already that it is not just a for fun thing at all.
Laura is a big NPR fan. Woo-woo. She loves podcasts and she's always wanted to do podcasts in the classroom. So the NPR Student Podcast Challenge was kind of perfect. The first thing she did was start digging through the resources that we have on the website.
Yeah, remember, that's npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge. And we've got a whole bunch of sample lesson plans and clips to play in class. We answer a lot of questions. There's even some instructional videos about how to make a good studio made out of pillows.
Featuring Don Gagne, Pillow Master. I love that video. So Laura basically takes the stuff from our website and puts it right into the classroom. And she starts with listening to examples of podcasts. She breaks her students up into groups, and they start to brainstorm ideas.
Yeah, and I know a lot of teachers ask their students to talk about a specific topic. Like one teacher said that their podcast had to be about Native American history. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like Laura's class kept it pretty open-ended.
Yeah, they are doing podcasts about everything.
Oh my God.
Climate change, dress code, school start times.
Wow.
There is one podcast that I'm super excited about. It's called Are Spicy Foods Good for You?
Oh my God, I really want to know the answer to that question.
Me too. So as she's going through the lesson, she's realizing that podcasts, they fit pretty perfectly into her state education standards.
In California, there's a whole quarter of the English Common Core standards that's dedicated to speaking and listening. So not only is it something that I love, but it's something that is easy to work in terms of what I am instructed to teach my kids.
And that's something we've been hearing from so many teachers.
Yep.
I mean, the students are fired up to make the podcast, but they also work really well in the classrooms. And it goes with stuff that teachers are already prepared to teach.
Exactly. I actually saw that happening in a school I visited recently in Albany, New York. It's a newcomer school, so it has students from all over the world.
My name is Amna Safi, and I'm from Afghanistan.
My name is Parmina Safi. I'm from Afghanistan. I am 21 years old.
My name is Bukiwo, and I'm 18 years old. I come from Tanzania.
They've all recently arrived in the U.S., and they made podcasts to help them get more comfortable speaking and writing in English.
That's such a good idea.
Let's take a listen.
Hi, my name is Bukiwa, and I think it's important to talk about traveling to America because I would like people to know how hard it is to get here. When I was in my country, I would think American is like in heaven.
In Pakistan, when I was born, nobody liked to have girls. And every day my dad's family said bad things to my mom. Nobody likes me. And it's only because I'm a girl. Because in the past, people think boy can do anything.
My mother has worked so hard so we could have this. I don't know how to say thank you to my mom. She has faced so many problems for us. She left her family for us so that her daughter could have a better life in the future.
Wow, their stories are so powerful. And to think that they are learning English as they're doing this, it's incredible.
Yeah, they're brave to tell their own stories like that.
Yeah. And their podcast, you know, was recognized with an honorable mention last year.
Yeah. I talked with their teacher, Krista Sheka, about why she put this into her curriculum and how making a podcast worked so well with her objectives for teaching English.
I'm always looking for projects that will use all four language skills, listening, speaking, reading, and writing, because this is really the kind of skills that kids need as they are learning English and the skills they will need to navigate the world.
And making a podcast is just way more fun than filling out some flashcards.
Yeah, and that's what the students told me. There were stakes on this assignment, so they were making something real, something tangible. Here's Bakiwa, one of the student podcasters, talking with me about why she was way more excited to do this project than any of her other schoolwork.
I pay attention a lot to the podcast because I was so excited to do it, so I listen and I have to pay attention so I can understand what to do and what to write.
Wow, so the fact that she got to make her own podcast, it really made her sit up and pay attention in school. She was feeling really engaged and excited to tell her story, it sounds like.
Yeah, and I think that's what made this project, and honestly so many other successful projects and podcasts that we've heard work, is that students were owning their own stories.
Yeah, they're in the driver's seat.
Totally. Their teacher told me that that, combined with the idea that they could practice and they could record a couple times, they got a couple do-overs, that made them more confident in writing and in speaking.
We make judgments about people based on what they show, right? So it's what their level of language proficiency is. But in this way, kids could show how brilliant they are and what they know, regardless of language proficiency, because they worked so hard. They worked so hard, and they were so proud. When the administrators came, they were so proud. And we were so proud of them.
The thing that I love about podcasting is that you don't have to be in a class of English language learners for it to be really impactful and educational. We heard from science teachers, history teachers, drama teachers. They're all making podcasting a part of their classroom. Yes. So Laura Dvorak in Sacramento, California, is doing that right now with her English students.
She is right in the middle of it. And the writing and the brainstorming stuff, writing out scripts, like that's easy. She's an English teacher, right? But the tech part was a little tricky.
Oh boy, that is such a big thing that we've heard from a lot of teachers, the dreaded tech part. Mm-hmm. I will say, if you're in need of a little guidance or inspiration, we have a piece on our website about a couple of easy apps that you can use that'll hopefully help you out a little bit. That's at npr.org/studentpodcastchallenge. But I also know that every class is different in terms of what technology they have access to. I know we've talked to some people who had like recording studios. Yeah. What's in Laura's classroom?
So the students have Chromebooks, and a lot of the kids have iPhones or Androids, so they can use voice memos to record. But the big challenge was, what were they going to use to edit?
I had to search a while to find websites that could edit and cut and merge audio on Chromebooks that were not blocked by my district's firewall, which was like several tiers to get through. But I found one, and it's just basically like an MP3 cutter. It honestly looks like it's designed to help people create custom ringtones, but it's free. And these kids are so savvy. I just did a demo. I screen mirrored on our projector and was like, here's what you can do to cut it. And within like 5 minutes, we had some sample clips and they were like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. This will be fine. So I said, cool, we've got the tech part figured out.
She's got about 40 kids in her classes.
Oh my gosh, recording all of that at once would just be a nightmare.
Yeah, the good news is they're in California. I think it's like 70 degrees there right now.
Ugh.
So her plan is to do it outside all across the school grounds in small groups.
That's a great idea. We did a whole episode about how you can find quiet places in real life to record. I think a good thing to keep in mind is you don't want to go somewhere that's too windy or somewhere where you're going to hear jackhammers going off. Just somewhere kind of peaceful and quiet.
Yeah. And she's told them, like, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Sure.
I just need to be able to hear you so that I can grade you.
Ooh, grading. I've never thought about this, but how do you grade a podcast?
So her plan, of course, she hasn't done it yet because it's mm-hmm. in progress, but her plan is to kind of edit it like an essay.
Honestly, what they're going to turn into me in these episodes is just a different medium of the kind of critical thinking and writing skills that we've already been practicing all year. And it's the spring, and a lot of schools are getting ready for spring testing. And I've just felt like this has been the most effective way I can have them practicing a bunch of writing styles.
Alyssa, if you were going to give us a grade on this podcast, what would we get?
I think we're solid B+.
Yeah, I feel pretty good with
that. I don't want to be too
ambitious. Anyways, we're going to have a whole episode on grading coming up, and we're not going to grade ourselves because we have graduated.
The other thing that's coming up,
mm-hmm.
The deadline for the podcast challenge, March 24th.
Yeah, Laura's students, if you're listening, and really anyone listening to this podcast, you have 26 days to submit your podcast.
We're getting close. Chop, chop.
Hey, Alyssa, what is today's extra credit?
So today's extra credit is for teachers. We're wondering if you could incorporate NPR's podcast challenge into the classroom. How'd you do it? Or if you're already doing it, we would love to hear how.
And if you're grading it, how are you doing that? What makes an A or B podcast? And is ours an A podcast?
That's the real question. And here's one for students. Is there an assignment that you know about that you could turn into a podcast? You can email us your answers to these questions or just send us your thoughts at studentpodcastchallenge@npr.org. And we're also on Twitter at @NPR_ed. Today's podcast was produced by Lauren Magaki and Jeff Pierre. It was edited by Steve Drummond. Aaron Register is our project manager.
Our theme music was written by Sam D'Agostino. Chris Turpin is head of special projects and innovation. Neil Carruth is our general manager of podcasts. And the senior vice president of programming is Anya Grunman. I'm Lauren Magaki.
And I'm Alyssa Nadworny. Thank you so much to our teachers and our students who talked to us for today's episode. Have a great week.
Bye.